Bang, hit me.
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Hey, you deadly mob, Trevor Tim here, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, here for National Talk Black. And yarning up strong here for our deadly program, Go Across the Nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and house here at BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. Look, it was fantastic to catch up with mob down there in Ingham. We're talking the Nawagi, on Nawagi country at Mangali Station for the cultural authorisation, Maja Agreement. So this celebration marks the end of stage one of the Process Unite initiative, which has been working to unite Girigan's traditional owner groups to lodge a collective comprehensive settlement strategy. Native title has not delivered for the traditional owners. So this is a culturally led movement that seeks to put people and culture back at the centre of caring for country. It aspires for radical systems change and is using Timber Creek as a precedent in its aspirations for comprehensive settlement. So the cultural authorization Maja agreement, embargoed until 2 p.m. 30 November, as of yesterday, 2025. Information for public release not until 2 p.m. as of yesterday, 30 November. Join us for the historic movement of the Girigan traditional owners. They had a gathering all weekend from Friday the 28th of November to Sunday 30 November on their traditional owner group country, Nawagi country, there east of Ingham, the township of Ingham. It's operated from 12 noon Friday 28th of November and goes right through to late Sunday afternoon. The place, like I mentioned, Mangala Station, Nawagi country near Ingham, a cultural gathering of more than 200 traditional owner groups from the Benjin, Juru, Guguru, Badun, Bungay, Jurubul, Nawagi, Warungu, and the Rangama peoples. Ceremony, dancing, music, weaving, official sunset, signing ceremony, dinner live band, planting of commemorative plant trees, and general celebrations. Now, Process Unite, as an initiative for the founding elders of the Girigan Aboriginal Organisation, one of the Australia's oldest and most innovative Aboriginal organisation, Girigan's formation predates native title. Girigan region covers more than 1.25 million hectares of land and sea country, 2 hours north of Cairns, north of Townsville, sorry, 2 hours, 3 hours south of Cairns, in Queensland, comprised of Aboriginal held land, private land holdings, national parks, conservative parks, fish habitat areas, marine protected areas, and World Heritage areas, including the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Area and wet tropics of Queensland World Heritage Area. Process United aspires to put traditional owners back at the centre of protection and restoration. Country through self-determination. Its approach is one of radical systems change, breaking through the constraints of native title to put people and culture back at the core of for caring for country. It is a culturally led movement of self-determination. Process Unite believes self-determination will stop the dependence on the drip feed of government funding, which is swayed by ever-changing policies and political aspiration. Elders believe becoming financially independent will enable real action on social inequity and close the gap once and for all on key issues including health, housing, economic prosperity, and maintaining culture. Maja means knowledge keeper or boss. There it is. That's the cultural authorization and Maja agreement. As I said, Maja means knowledge keeper or boss. They're the boss, owners of the land. Thank you. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Information regarding the cultural authorization and Maja agreement, thanks to Process Unite, And here we are, Bummer Bibber Media, down here on Namagi country to catch up with mob and talk about their process and their fight for their land and ownership and bringing it back to the people. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, on National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM, via NERS, National Digital Radio Service.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Good morning, your daily mob. Trevor Tim here, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, with your daily program, National Talk Black. And look, I come to you live here on Nawagi country, down here at Mangala Station. And we're here having a talk with the deadly mob here. We're talking about a cultural authorization, a merger agreement. And talking to the mob regarding this platform, moving forward into the future with traditional ownership and with mob taking their country back and looking after their country, sea and country, sea, that's land and sea. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Destiny Morganson. She's with Process Unite, Project Support Officer. And a very good morning, my sister. How are you, Destiny?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please.
My name's Destiny Morganson, and I am a proud Warragamay woman from the Stone River area in Ingham.
Beautiful and good, beautiful country you got here. Thank you very much. You're the Project Support Officer. We have got a fantastic event happening here on Nawagi country where all traditional owner groups are coming together. Cultural authorization, merger agreement. Can you paint the picture what the meeting's all about and where we're going into the future?
Yeah, so we've been working towards compensation. Mm-hmm. Process Unite started in 2018. Our first mudger in Hidden Valley on Gulgabardin country. We've been working to this point since then. Stage one is just getting all the mob together and trying to bring us back all united as one. We're finally at the end of stage one, and
yes,
that's what we're celebrating today.
Good.
Looking forward to going into stage two for compensation.
Lovely, for compensation, there it is. Now, with a lot of mob on country around the Big Island in Australia, sometimes when we're talking about native title, sometimes that process doesn't work. And all your traditional owner groups here on Nawagi country are thinking that way inclined. So here's plan B, so to speak. That's what we're talking about moving forward?
Yeah, moving forward, we want to take control of our... We want to take control again.
Mm.
We want to do what's right for us. The government have brought in things that Uncle Phil calls poison frameworks that divided us.
Okay.
As a mob. We're all coming together again to fight for one cause. And,
one cause.
Yeah.
And Uncle Phil, yeah, mentions poison framework, what have you. But if you've got all of us at the table, all the different clan groups at the table, we become stronger as one. And there's a stronger agreement with government when you've got everybody at the table. And that's the process here, isn't it?
Yeah, all working together for one cause. We say Process Unite us for our children's children.
Beautiful,
so, yeah. Yep.
And how many traditional owner groups in the area here, Nawagi country?
All come together on all the Gerrigan regions. There's nine of us.
Nine.
I think we have representatives from all nine groups here on Nawagi country today.
Lovely. And we're going deep there regarding the agreement or in regarding doing this process. Out of the nine, are all nine all for this vision?
We've got five on board officially at the moment.
Okay.
We're still working on four.
Sure.
There is a door open. We're stronger together, so.
Hopefully they come to the table.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sure, rightio. Okay, thank you. Look, fantastic. It's about go a mile, see a mile. It's about fighting for our country. We've got our beautiful children who get the reins as we get older and what have you to drive forward into the 21st century. Thank you very much for your yarn, Destiny. I'm looking forward to catching up with traditional owner groups while we're here at your celebration. Here we are, phase two, and looking at phase three. And phase three looks good regarding a deadly vehicle driving into the future, I would say.
Yeah, I hope so.
Destiny, good yarning with you. Thank you for the work that you do. Project Support Officer for Process Unite. I know your tongue's hanging out. It's a hard slog there, but we are in heat as well. The heat is on. Far North Queensland, Christmas. Yep, heat is on. But thank you for your yarn. You take care. Stay strong, and we'll talk soon, my sister.
Thank you.
All right, too deadly. So there it is, beautiful yarn there with Destiny Morganson, Warriomai Dudley sister, and she's the project support officer for Process Unite. Here we are in Nawagi country at Mangala Station and talking about the mob getting together and making a decision moving forward on the cultural authorisation, Marja agreement. Your daily program with Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at Nawagi country with your daily program, National Talk Black, to Deadly Mob.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolled by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wong Eye Tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wong Eye Tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Good morning, you daily mob. Trevor Tim here, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from Nawagi country, Mangala Station, here near Ingham, east of Ingham, here for your daily program, National Talk Black. Had a daily yarn earlier with Destiny Morganson, Process Unite, Project Support Officer, to Warragamay woman. And I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Brother, Traditional Owner, Jacob Cassidy, Nawagi Traditional Owner. Jacob, very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, brother. Yeah, I'm good.
So before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, look, so I'm a Nawagi Mumbra man, so I work here at the station. I'm the managing director here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in that role for a number of years, and yeah, it's great this weekend to see all the representatives from the nine nations in this region. So it's fantastic.
And the meeting here at Mangala Station, Nawagi country, here near Ingham, is about coming together, the nine traditional owners, to talk about a vehicle driving forward. Native title doesn't always work for a lot of people, and you traditional owners feel that way inclined. So you're looking at another avenue, and out of the nine, five are on board. You're one of the five.
Yep.
Tell us about your forethought, your vision process, and looking at this vehicle.
I think, first of all, that, it's a vehicle that will inevitably give us a bit of autonomy to do the things that we feel is needed for our mob, whether it be for elders. You know, I've got a huge focus on young people and concern for where we're heading with our young people. And I think having this vehicle in terms of a compensation claim that we can put in together that will enable a bit of that autonomy in terms of what we want to do on country.
With an agreement like so, it's better with all group are at the table together. So we're talking about nine groups, five or four are sitting on a fence, but you can still run with the five and the door's ajar for the other four. Is that
absolutely,
the case?
Absolutely. And just for the folks that probably don't know, this is sort of probably born out of the Timber Creek decision.
Yes.
That they were able, the traditional group was able to get compensation. And I Look, I could be wrong, but I also understand there's another group in Western Australia did the similar thing.
Sure.
As a number of traditional owner groups that went for a compensation claim.
And that decision under the Timber Creek decision, that's with all traditional owner groups at the one table.
Yeah.
Is what you're trying to build here.
Yes, yes. So I don't know if that was one group of TOs, but okay. Having five is going to be more powerful.
Sure.
Having nine would be even better.
Even better. Yeah,
but what the concept is that we'd be able to run programs out of the interest from that claim, which would go to a trust. So you got economists involved, you'd have negotiators involved. But
sure.
At the end of the day, it gives us autonomy to run programs that
on our country,
what our people need, yes. What we see is, you know.
And when you say on country, we're talking about 1.25 million hectares. That's a big footprint, my brother.
A big footprint. And, you know, already the you know, I think Girigan is doing an amazing job. We've got IPA with national parks. We've got, freehold country. There's so much opportunity around that, especially for their young people. And that's where I think the major focus should be developing those pathways for young people.
Yes, beautiful. So the decision is going ahead on 30 November. Here we are on Monday. This happened on Sunday, yesterday. So the future looks bright in regard to moving forward.
Absolutely. And it's great too, like one of the things I really enjoyed about this journey is that the support that we're getting from different sectors and particularly the Sydney University and the SLIC program, which is, some of the students are here today, and it's just amazing work that they've done.
Yeah.
To assist this whole process.
But, exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a team effort when we're talking about that. My brother, you're also here, working here on the station at Mungali Station. Just a quick history of Mungali Station. You guys are now running tours from here, but this was all run by cattle and horse people, now handed back to traditional owners. Tell us quickly that story there, Jacob.
This has been a bit of a journey in itself. So we've, like I said, we've had the property handed back through the Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation. They had a scheme back then, buy back freehold country.
Yes.
Which we all know extinguishes native title. So this property came up for sale in the late 1990s. So we were very blessed to get this country back for our people. So it's been 25 years and, we've been running tours on this place. So there's four main things here that we operate out. It's obviously a working cattle property.
Yep.
So the big thing that we did is, and this all comes from the elders that were involved in the early days.
Yes.
Conservation and ecosystem management, looking after country, making, we've got significant wetlands here that we've restored, and we've had these amazing partnership with CSIRO, Greening Australia and other various NRM bodies and we've done some really innovative stuff around restoration of wetlands which have a significant impact on the Great Barrier Reef. So
of course, thank you. It all marries up, doesn't it?
All marries up. And then we've got the tourism on top of that. So
sure, yeah.
Next year will be our 20th year in doing tourism.
Tours, on country. Fantastic.
Training and education is the other big factor. Yeah. So we've got a secondary school that we started off here.
Yep.
From the old shed here, and that's operating out at Crystal Creek. So
beautiful.
So they're the four main pillars of what we do here.
Well, look, you operate in the 21st century, my brother, and I've always said that we are wealthy just being black. When you've got our culture at the table, our country at the table, we are wealthy in more ways than one. If we can get our skin in the game regarding the economy or business entity, the future looks bright for our children.
And that's why I say it's important that we get our young people with that very statement you just made.
Yeah, brother. Yeah. True, deadly. Yeah. Jacob, good yarning with you. Thank you very much. Look, good luck with the journey ahead. Look, working with the other mob, hopefully all on board, but here's the vehicle driving into the future. And in regarding the other mob who's sitting at the table or sitting on the fence, so to speak, the door's ajar.
Absolutely.
It's open. Come
Absolutely.
And join us.
Beautiful.
But this is the way we're driving.
Thank you, brother. My
pleasure.
All the best, Jacob. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
You Mob Deadly Yarn there with Uncle Jacob Cassidy, a Nawagi traditional owner, and here on Mangali Station, talking about the gatherings, talking about the togetherness, a celebration of the conversation, cultural authorization, Marja agreement, and the future looks bright here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Hey, Mob, listen up. Your little ones can come to free kindy at Child's World. That's right, you can get 15 hours of free kindy every week for 40 weeks each year, with free meals, free bus pickup and drop-off, swimming lessons, dance and PE classes, and deadly excursions, all at no cost to you. And here's the golden bit. As well as free kindy, every Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child gets 100 hours of subsidised care every fortnight. There's no activity test, whether you're working, studying or just kicking back. And there's no extra paperwork. It's dead easy. Give your little ones the best start in a place where they'll learn, grow and shine. Ring Child's World today on 07-4045-4045. It's free for our moms.
Station sponsor.
See you at Child's World.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Good morning, you daily mob. This is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, for your daily program, National Talk Black. Coming to you live here from a Nawagi country. That's Mangala Station, and that's east of Ingham. Down here for the conference that's happening down here, Cultural Authorization, Marja Agreement, having nine traditional owner groups at the table in regarding moving forward with a fantastic vehicle in regards to native title is not working for them. So they're looking at Plan B. This is the vehicle they're looking at. I had a deadly yarn with Destiny Morganson, Warragamay Process Unite, Project Support Officer. Had a deadly yarn also with traditional owner Nawagi, Uncle Jacob Cassidy. Now I'm going to have a yarn with Uncle Clarence Kinju and Ichon Gunai. And a very good morning, my uncle. How are you?
Not too bad. Pretty good. But
pretty warm. Yeah. Thank you. So before we start, you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please, Uncle.
Well, I'm Gulungay representative. I'm from Tully area. Next neighbours south of me is the Gidamay clan.
Yes, yep.
West of me is the Jitterbell mob, and north of me is the Juru mob.
Lovely.
Thing. So,
all right, beautiful.
So within the Tully area.
In Tully area, the wettest town in Australia.
Oh, it's not too wet at the moment.
Dry at the moment. Uncle, here you're at the table here with this fantastic event, the agreement, cultural authorization and Marja agreement. Thanks to Process Unite, getting your mob all together. When making a decision, if we had all the different clans at the one table, that comes with a bit of weight. It creates a powerful voice, so to speak. We're talking about nine traditional owner groups. Five are on board with this concept, this idea. Four are still sitting on the fence, but the door is still ajar. So if you decide to run with it, the other four can come on board later. You have agreed to run with this concept idea for your people, for looking after country, having autonomy and control of your country and less land and sea. So you think this is a good thing, Uncle?
Well, I think it's a good thing, and it's a benefit not only to us, and it's also educating the wider community and coming together and uniting. And it's part of that reconciliation of all of us coming together.
Yes.
And uniting and coming together with our brothers and sisters like our elders used to do before, and
sure,
calling a tribal meeting, they all come together and yeah.
And well, that's the yarn in circle. There we have the yarn at the fire, you know. You go walk about and all come together.
Yeah.
This is going back to the day, how we operated 60,000 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's how we've always been. And we need to bring that back to our people and know with unity that we all stand together. And
exactly.
Not divided with, you know, fall, you know.
United, yeah, exactly.
United stand together.
So. United stand together.
Yeah.
So, Uncle, we are here on the second day, well, Sunday 30th, as of yesterday. Here we are on Monday talking about this situation. It's all embargo, but we're talking about it now. It's all good in regard to the decision has been made moving forward and going this way. So virtually scrapping that native title and going through this process and regarding getting country back. Yep.
Yeah.
And Uncle, travelling here from Tully, you had a good group of your mob travelling with you?
Well, Gulungay is a small tribal group.
Yeah.
And it's only me, my auntie and my nephew.
Okay.
That's only on our Gulungay board, and we are supported well and truly with Girimay.
Yes.
Girigan.
Girigan.
And they supported us in our native title land claim because of a small group, we didn't have native title claims.
So. Okay, rightio.
So, yes. And
so, this shows the success of mob working together.
Exactly right.
It's where you are today because of that working together.
Yeah, working together. Yeah. And we have our family and affiliation here and there. And so, we're not strangers in reality. We're all one family.
And that's the way we operate. And that's how we can come to conversations with the government at the table. We become a stronger voice if we're all together at the table.
Exactly, yeah. And for the non-tribal group coming together, it's another step. And with the elders before, and they took that mighty step in forming Girigan. So, you know, and it's our turn now to take that leap and go for it. You know,
And the big yarning circle here for this weekend event, it's good to catch up with mob, have that conversation, and there's a lot of love and respect and a vision for the future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we want to have that future for not only the younger generation, but the older generation that are growing older, and we need to take care of them in their last moment of life on this earth. And, and it's better education for the younger generation that are up and coming. So it's a benefit in either way to coming together, and instead of going to the government and asking for handout all the time,
Uncle, work smarter, not harder. That's what we're talking about here. Uncle, very good talking with you, Uncle Clarence and Kinju. Thank you very much. And a big shout out to your mob.
Yep.
Enjoy the rest of the conference. The future looks bright in regard to the vehicle you mob going to be driving into the future.
Thanks, man. It's
Thank
been
you,
a pleasure talking to you.
Too deadly. So there it is, beautiful yarn, Dr. Clarence Kinju. He's from the Gunai mob, and there we're Tully, the wettest town in Australia, and about the gathering here at Mungala Station, Nawagi Country, near Ingham, and with the traditional land groups coming together with a decision moving forward. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, and coming to you live here from Nawagi Country, traditional owners for this deadly event, Cultural Authorisation, Maja Agreement. National Talk Black, too deadly.
Hey, what's good on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Trevor Tim here, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from Nawagi Country at Mungala Station. We're here for the conversation of cultural authorization, Maja Agreement. I'm talking to all the traditional land groups who are at the table regarding a vehicle driving into the future. Native title does not work for all our mob, and this daily group of people are looking at another avenue. Now, with the all groups at the table, which is fantastic, in regard to all groups agreeing to it, is another conversation. We're talking about 9 traditional owner groups with this decision. 5 have decided to run with it, but they leave the door ajar in regard to the 4 are sitting on the fence if they decide to run with it or not. But that will always be ajar. The door's always open into the future and how the future looks like. With that, I'm going to talk to another brother who's one of the 5 traditional land groups who decided to run with this this concept, and that's Jeff Nelson. Jeff, a very good morning. How are you, brother?
I'm really well. Thanks for having me here.
And thank you for coming. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay, Jeff Nelson, but I'm Banjan.
Banjan.
Munumadamini, Hinchinbrook Island.
Hinchinbrook Island.
And
beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful block of land, Butler Mob. Big shout out to your Butler Mob.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. And you're one of the five traditional land groups who agreed to run with this concept after speaking to Uncle Clarence Kinjan from Gunai and also Uncle Jacob Cassidy, Nawagi traditional owner. You're the third one that's on board in regard to the five moving forward. Mm-hmm. But as I mentioned, the door is ajar for the other four traditional owner groups who are at the meetings here for the weekend,
yes,
if they decide to run with this. Tell us about your forethought in regarding running this way and joining the other four traditional owner groups with this concept.
As we know, there's, it's not, we're not saying that by people not being part of this already, that it's, they're not right or that it's only our way. They're still walking through their process with all of their people. They're wanting to ensure that they have the right vehicle to get what they want and what they need. And so that's why the door is still open. We'll always be open to our brothers and sisters and our cousins. And we are hopeful that they will join up with us to make this as one.
As one, look, fantastic. Look, it's a historic moment for the Gurugan traditional owners to move into the future. As we said, native title doesn't work for everybody, and this is the way you guys are thinking, and that's why you're looking at a plan B or another vehicle heading into the future.
Yes, absolutely. We all know the difficulties that we all have, and not just our own mobs, with regard to native title. And we've seen the division that it creates, and we've looked at how we think we can create a model and a process that will bring us all together. As Uncle Fick was talking about just in that panel before,
yes,
it's about all of our nine groups looking like those flame trees being one. They're not nine separate flame trees. They are all one over time. And those trees will go on to reforest areas. Those things that were stripped away from us, you know, our identities, our religion,
yes,
our languages, and our systems of living and being, knowing and doing things sustainably. We're showing these fellas this is us joined up with a single vision and approach.
Yeah, look, fantastic. And look, it stems from the concept, the idea, over, I believe, in Northern Territory with Timber Creek. And that concept idea has worked, but they had all the different groups, clan groups, at the one table. And by more at the table, it makes a stronger voice, so to speak. And that's the same concept you're using here.
Yes, yeah. It's Timber Creek is one of the things that we're looking at, but with, there is one other case that may get utilised at the same time.
Yes.
But what we're looking at doing is amplifying what they've done. So while the precedent may have been set and has been created by those others, ours, whatever we determine, will be a little bit different because of the different areas and land, sea, sky, spaces that we represent.
Beautiful. Look, fantastic. Jeff Nelson, Bungeon Man, thank you so very much for sharing. Enjoy the rest of your weekend here. It's a beautiful gathering. This is the old ways we used to engage with our mob. Walk about, come to another country. There's a big yarning circle. Let's talk and go back in regard to the knowledge and love and respect we hold for each other.
100%. Aboriginal proper way. And I want to say, even though I didn't call them out, Pryors also come off our island as well.
Okay, the beautiful. Pryors. Big shout out to the Pryor family.
Yes.
Yep, Butler 100%. Family.
100%.
Beautiful.
And I'm glad to come across the airwaves to you fellas, and please keep connected.
Keep connected, beautiful. Uncle Jeff, thank you very much. Good yarn with you. You stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon. Your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, coming here from Nawagi country, and that's Mangala Station near Ingham, and yarning with the mob here on this beautiful agreement with all traditional land groups. Stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
Good morning, you daily mob. Trevor Tim here, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live here from Nawagi country, Mangala Station. here for National Talk Black and the Cultural Authorization Maji Agreement, where we have 9 traditional owner groups all meeting here over the weekend. 200 odd people here, and yarning about the vehicle moving forward into the future. A native title doesn't always work for our mob, and this group of deadly traditional owners have decided another vehicle. And we've been catching up, having a yarn with different traditional owner groups. I'm now going to catch up a yarn with Aunty Phyllis Grant. Aunty Phyllis, very good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, darling. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
My name's Phyllis Grant. My father's Leslie Grant. His father's John Grant. We're Gidabal people. Father born in the Tableland, but we grew up on the coast.
On the coast. The Gidabal mob, which area is that? Where's that area?
From Herberton to the north.
Herberton?
The Tableland.
Yep.
Over to almost to Wild River, not, and then you come down through the back over the top to Kirima Station, and then you come down the coast to Tar.
Big footprint. And you're all here yarning up, 14, 9 traditional owner groups talking about this vehicle moving forward. We were talking earlier there, Auntie, off air, when we're all at the table yarning, it's a stronger conversation, and we all have, the same problems in life. When we were talking about colonization and what the white sails done when they did to this country and separating and taking country and land, we're still fighting. Here we are, 2025. But having all the mob together, that is a good ingredient for success and moving forward.
The more of us talking about the problems that we have, and a lot more going out to a lot more ears to hear what our problem is, how we can come together, talk, see where we can negotiate with governments and all other agencies that can help us, at least we have a better way of living life.
Exactly, and when you've got mob together, it becomes a stronger force regarding the conversation, you know.
Voice.
And then it helps the government have easier conversations because we're all at the table. So we can work out a plan of attack regarding an agreement that's going to suit 9 people instead of one person, one group.
Government have no choice but to sit in this.
Yeah, thank you. That's right. Exactly.
We're the first race.
Yeah, thank you. That's right. The first people. Exactly. So look, I myself, as a black man, I get excited when my mob get together, and here we are coming together regarding a conversation, a strong conversation for moving forward. Like I said earlier, native title doesn't work for everybody, and here's a plan B. Just have a conversation moving forward. You've enjoyed the yarns here and the conversation, catching up with mob.
I certainly have, apart from the heat.
Oh yeah, the heat. Well, here we are, tropical Christmas.
But we will never have another. We will never have another one of these, I think. Even though we complain about that.
So let's enjoy it. Let's have it. Yeah.
Coming together, talking together in this heat, I think we will never have another one like that.
Our ancestors are working from the other side, bringing us together, aren't they? Aunty Phyllis, thank you very much. Good yarning with you. We will catch up soon. Enjoy your rest of the weekend, and good luck with your decisions and which way you go regarding moving forward.
Thank you.
All right, too deadly. So there is beautiful yarn with Aunty Phyllis Grant, Jitterbar, Herberton Way, and to the coast as well as the Tablelands. Trinity Trev here with your daily program, National Talk Black, here in Nawagi Traditional Owner Country, and yarning here at Mangala Station for this deadly conversation about 9 traditional owner groups moving forward into the future with a new vehicle. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM.
Hey, you're here with John Paul Janke, and you're tuned into National Talk Back with Trendy Trev. Trendy Trev, hey, gammon.
It's a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from Nawagi country, Mangala Station, and that's east of Ingham. We're here for the Cultural Authorization Maja Agreement, all nine traditional owner groups are meeting here. A big footprint, we're talking 1.25 million hectares, land and sea country, and that's north of Townsville, and go as far as up to Tully, inland to Herberton, and down here on the coast, here we are in Ingham. About the nine traditional owner groups looking at a decision, a vehicle, a new vehicle moving forward, as native title doesn't work for everybody. And this nine traditional owner groups, five in the fields, it doesn't. So they're looking at driving another vehicle. And the other four still sitting on fence, and the discussion and conversation happening at this weekend event is the possibility of them coming over to join. Otherwise, they can join later on down the track. I'm catching up with Deadly Traditional Owners in regarding to this decision. I'm now going to catch up with Aunty Tammy Chulbra. Yes, the beautiful sister of Shawnee Chulbra, and she's a lot prettier than Shawnee Chulbra. And she, Wagamay Mom, a very good morning. Auntie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, Aunty Tammy, let the people know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay, I'm a traditional owner of the Wagamay Traditional Owner Groups, and I am also Gitumay, Jurrabul and Juru as well. But I stand with today from my Wagamay Traditional Owner Groups and areas and that in regards to this management of our cultural authorisation. It's going to be a huge
authorisation, you know, yeah. Moving forward into the future. Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, and Tammy, thank you, and big shout out to your mob. Native title is not for everybody. It's a sort of Clayton deal, a deal you got, you haven't got a deal. So nine traditional owners have decided to make a conversation to look at Plan B, and this is the conversation. When you have mob at the table, and from all the different clans on the one big footprint, it comes with a bit of weight when you've got all mob at the table, and it's a wise way to have conversations, is it not, Auntie?
Yes, it's about moving forward is the main issue with all of our people that's... who have missed out, you know. This is for our younger generations. Mm. Us elders are really, really pinpointing this process to go forward for our young people. Mm. Because if we're not going to do it, no one's going to be there for us in the future.
Exactly.
So it's really important for us as well, you know. Like, this is a huge historic moment for all of these traditional owner groups, you know. Mm. Nine of them, which is a huge impact, yeah. You know. We leave our homes and all that, and we come here to decide on decision making and to be with family and countrymen making a move. I'm getting moving forward, especially.
Exactly, and you know, Auntie, that's the way we've always done it. All different tribal groups, we get together. You say walkabout, but that's when we get together and have the yarning circles. And here we have the 21st century yarning circle with all the traditional owner groups at the table talking about moving forward.
Yes, that's a huge impact, isn't it? That's
it is.
Really, like, yeah, I feel it in the heart, and I feel it in the people that are here today.
Good.
And it's unique,
yeah.
And we are going to get there. We'll get this done.
Get this done. Look, yeah. Fantastic. And as I mentioned, at the nine at the table at the moment, five have agreed to run with this concept, this idea. The other four still sitting on the fence, but the door is ajar. So if they decide to come on board later on, they can come any time. This is vehicle driving forward, but they can pick them up, if you could say, on their way back or later on down the track.
Of course, they will walk with us as well.
Yep.
And there's no one is going to be left behind. This
Good.
Is for all of us. It's for our children. And no stepping back.
Yeah, beautiful. Good yarning with you. Now, you said your lovely brother, Shawnee Chulbra, may be joining us later on today. Is that right?
Yes, he'll be doing the dance.
Okay,
so, yeah,
good, good,
the
good.
People and the elders up
so
there.
So that's in the next
on.
Couple of hours, or are we talking
yes,
tomorrow or
five,
today?
At 5 o'clock today.
At 5 o'clock today.
So dancing will commence
yeah,
at
good.
5:30.
Oh, lovely.
So
well, I want to borrow 20 off him, so I can't wait to see him. It's just a good yarning with you.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you, Aunty Tammy.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, all the best, and we'll yarn soon. See you, Daily Mob, out there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trinity Trent Murray from the Curry, and National Talk Black program coming to you from Nawagi country here at Mungala Station. Here in Ingham, and that's an hour north of Townsville and three hours south of Cairns. We're yarning with the Deadly Mob regarding the decision moving forward into the future. Stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba Napi Bamada, Yendaba Kat and Abamada, Yendaba Gadan, Yendaba Listen.
Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Your daily program, National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from Nawagi Country. We're here at Mangala Station, and that's in Ingham, east of Ingham, and here for the cultural authorization, Marja Agreement. And we've got the nine traditional owner groups at the table discussing moving forward in regard to the future. Native title is not the only way or the best way for Mob. And this Delhi Mob are having that discussion about another vehicle, and the vehicle is moving forward with a different entity, you could say. So I'm catching up with different traditional owners. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Delhi brother, Michael Morta. Michael, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, who your mob, where are you from?
I'm with the Girimay traditional owner group, one of the Girigan nine groups.
Yes.
Based in Kabul. Yeah.
Based in Kabul, all right, beautiful.
Yeah, Kabul is in Girimay country as well.
Okay. And a big footprint as well. We're talking 1.25 million hectares of land and sea country where all the nine traditional owner groups are at the table here for this weekend discussions and yarns. Like I said, native title is not the only way or the best way for Mob. This concept is great where all nine traditional owner groups at the table and have that conversation. And when you talk about nine groups at the table, when you talk about everybody at the table, that gives a bit of weight in regard to the conversations and yarns that need to be had with the government, don't you think, Michael? Tell us your thoughts.
They're trying to include all the nine groups within this process tonight.
Yep.
Compensation claim. Like I said, five are on board, but it's still waiting on the other four. Girigan's region covers a big geographical area.
Yes.
The IPA area itself is 1.2 million hectares.
Yes.
Which
big,
includes...
Big footprint, brother.
Yeah, includes the sea country as well. So
that's right, exactly.
It's about trying to get the groups together to work a way forward through process tonight to... Mm-hmm. Come to get the state government to try and negotiate, to put pressure on the government to compensate for past things that
exactly
happen.
Yeah. Exactly. And here we are in the 21st century, 2025, and we're still fighting for our rights and fight for our existence, so to speak. Look, having nine traditional owner groups at the table, to me that's powerful. When you talk about a group, it becomes a stronger voice, and it makes it easier for the conversation for the government to have with First Nation people, because there's nine of them at the table. So we come to an agreement, we all agree, and that's virtually, kill nine birds, one stone, so to speak. It's a great, it's a simple concept, but a powerful one, yeah?
Yeah, Girigan's got a lot of wins on the board. The Girigan Tumra Agreement was one of the first Tumra agreements in Australia.
Yes.
Involves Girigan's six saltwater groups. And the Girigan footprint crosses a lot of local government areas.
Mm.
And over the years, government and state government, Commonwealth government have gotten to know Girigan well, so it makes everything a lot easier.
It does.
When you want to try and negotiate for something new.
Exactly. And look, Process Unite is the name of the organisation who are amalgamating the nine traditional owner groups at the table, and they believe self-determination will stop the dependence on the drip feed of government's funding, which is swayed by ever-changing policy and political aspirations. So, like I said, having nine groups at the table, that's a powerful movement and conversation that need to be had, and the voice is strong regarding the agreement for all nine groups, I would say.
Yeah, it sort of started from the eldest right at the, from at the beginning that sort of had a vision,
yep.
Which started Gerrigan, and as Gerrigan has got the groups that have come on board up
yes.
to nine, got their nine groups on board now, but
still have discussions.
It's about looking after the country, having the independence, I guess, each registered native title body.
Sure, exactly.
Pushing for that independence.
Look, it's fantastic, and I'm just excited seeing mob at the table. This is the way we used to do it back in the day. We're talking 60,000 years. We used to do walkabout, then we all come to one campfire for that yarning circle. This is the yarning circle happening now in 2025, and we're doing it for 60,000 years, Brother Michael.
Yeah, it's just carrying on the elders' aspirations that they initially had, but pushing forward for our children.
Yeah.
And the next generation come through.
Sounds good. So the future looks bright, brother. The future looks bright. Michael, good yarning with you. Michael Mortar, thank you for your yarn. Enjoy the rest of the conversation and the yarns that are happening here at the Cultural Authorization Marja Agreement. And I will state Marja means knowledge keeper or boss. And here we have the nine bosses at the table. Michael, good yarning with you. You take care, my brother, and all the best, eh?
No worries, thank you.
To Daddy, beautiful yarn there with Michael Mortar, Gurumay brother, and here part of the conversation regarding nine traditional owner groups talking about moving forward with the cultural authorization, Marja Agreement. This is your Daddy program, Murray from Macquarie, with your program National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Stay tuned to your Daddy program, National Talk Black.
This is my land, and I will stand as a proud gentleman man and raise my right hand. I will raise my right hand. Is this where I stand as a proud gentleman man now? This is my land, and I will stand as a proud gentleman man and raise my right hand. I will raise my right hand. Is this where I stand as a proud gentleman man? I'ma stand tall and firm on this beautiful chill of a country and represent my ancestors. And not to mention, acknowledge what our old people had to go through. We never know until we walk a mile in the shoes. All I know, they get the pay to give you dues and left a permanent bruise on the next generation. We gotta stick to culture because times are changing. We need a little education to get us back to grassroots and hear about the truth. And our old people got the boot of their own land. There's something that you white people will never understand or comprehend. So don't even try to go to your stand and repent. Our land was never meant to be for rent. I can seriously hear them crying in the distance. We were going so strong till they sent them away from their own homes. They should have left us alone because that's where we belong. Welcome, Bama Yara. Welcome, Bama Yara. Yeah. Welcome, Bama Yara. I'm a jitterbug warrior. This is my land, and I will stand as a proud jitterbug man and raise my right hand. I will raise my right hand. Is this where I stand as a proud jitterbug man now? This is my land, and I will stand as a proud jitterbug man and raise my right hand. I will raise my right hand. Is this where I stand as a proud jitterbug man? I'm so proud to be one of the descendants of my great-grandmother, my grandfather, on Mary Todd and Archie Perry. So glad that I had to inherit, but did I bother get a mic where our stories are told and we remain on this beautiful rainforest country. But I'ma tell mine through my raps and put my people on the map so we can look back and state the fact we never get lost of these broken tracks. And the elders to teach us the knowledge to fill these big gaps where we mostly lack. There's only a few that carry these untold stories. Bulgan Bamayara, Bamayara, Bamayara.